And now, a minute with Mike.
Perhaps it's already spread to your corner of Michigan. You know what I'm talking about, those aggravating, irritating, nauseating, and much repeated political advertisements. Yep, it's another election year. And with five people on the U.S. Supreme Court declaring a stack of cold, hard cash is not money, but rather free speech, well, my fellow Michiganers, we are about to get an earful and eyeful for the duration of 2018. Now, as much as we might collectively hate political ads, commercial TV and radio stations and now websites, they love it. It's the equivalent of the Christmas season, with the role of Santa Claus being played by political action committees. So, I've come up with a solution for candidates to save money and voter aggravation by not buying advertisements. It's the power of name recognition. And if you think having a good last name doesn't mean anything, just ask every judge with an Irish-sounding last name who no one really knows and yet is continually re-elected. Hey-o! So here is the solution. Are you ready, candidates? Change your last name to the state, county, city, village, township, or region you are attempting to represent. For example, if I was running for governor, I would simply change my last name to Michigan. Then I could say with some truthiness, vote Mike Michigan. A vote for my opponent is a vote against Michigan. And this technique works for most offices, mayors in particular. A candidate with a name, say, Alpena, would certainly win in Alpena. Likewise, Barry Badaxe, Oprah Owosso, Kelly Mazu, Winona Wyoming, and Ethel Ecorse would stand a good chance of winning in their respective cities. Now, this practice could even be applied to specific offices. I'd be willing to bet a couple of taxpayer-funded sports venues that a seat on the State Board of Education could be won if a candidate changed their name to Eddie-cation. So to sum it up, dear candidates, save your potential constituents the nearly year-long agony of being bombarded by political ads, and save your money. All you have to do is change your name, and you could win. Covering the Funny Bone beat for Stateside, I'm Mike Blank.